And welcome back to the post-game show here in Carroll. Final score, a 1-0 game on PKs, 3-1 in the PK result. And joining me, head coach Sam Ellis. And coach, it's a repeat of Monday a little bit. The team unfortunately ends up on the wrong side, but another 100-minute-plus PK game this week. Another strong effort from the guys.
Yeah, they get from the second half on. I thought we were the more aggressive team. I thought we gave more effort. I was really, really proud of us from the second half on. We came out flat. I told them that, and then they responded. And I think they dominated possession for the most part. They had a lot of connecting passes, just weren't getting the shots on goal. And their goalkeeper made the saves that he had to, because there was a couple times that I thought we had it in there a couple times. But our guys, you can't fault their effort. They left everything out of the field. That's when it hurts the most. You know you gave everything you had, but there's nothing else to give. And then it goes to PKs. That's always a 50-50 thing. It's just we were hoping to get the golden goal in one of the overtimes. Didn't get it, but we kept swinging away and kept keeping it in our offensive third. Just couldn't get where we needed to get.
It seems like in this game, defensively, a lot of bodies were put on the line. I mean, there were several lanes where Carroll did have that offensive possession that were clogged up by bodies. I mean, guys weren't afraid to get hit, and especially when you're playing that north-south where it's coming out of the southeast, you know you're getting an extra zip coming at you. But, boy, from the defensive back line, really putting the bodies on the line tonight.
Our defense stepped up, and they're not afraid to put a body on somebody. They're also not afraid to step up, put their chest, their head, or whatever they have to do on the ball. And they were winning the 50-50 balls, and that was helping us just build and kind of not demoralizing, but putting negative thoughts in the other team's head that, hey, these guys are going after us. What's in the water, you know, because they gave us every chance in the world. We put zero up. You can't ask anything more out of your goalkeeper. You can't ask any more out of your defensive line. And that's all 11 people playing defense. It's not just four or five guys. It's everybody playing defense together and hustling, being all over the field.
Talk us through, excuse me, the challenge that Werner Mott was facing. You were down on the field. You saw it. It seemed like, especially when the team was going north into the wind, that even when they were just bombing it, there's weird spin, it bounces on the turf, changes pace. Kind of give everybody an idea what he was dealing with. I mean, what looks like an easy save up here, I'm sure was probably anything but on field level.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight win. It's a wind out of the southeast, and that's odd. You usually don't deal with the wind coming from that direction, and all the kicks were spinning a little bit, but he's one of the best at seeing the ball in the air and reacting to it. You can tell he plays baseball and football. He's a linebacker reacting to the situation. He's really, really good about anticipating and seeing where the ball is and coming out of the box. He made a lot of plays where he came out of the box, kicked it, and restarted our offense and let us reset the defense.
This is now the second game in a row where you guys have played in wind. It's, you know, you don't make excuses. You go out, like you said, it just is what it is. What does a week like this kind of teach the team? At some point this season, knock on wood, there will be a game. It will be calm, and there won't be howling winds. Pick a direction. What does a week like this do where you've seen it, I'm sure not out of the same direction, but stout winds in both games this week so far?
Well, I'm sure the wind's going to calm down by September. But the thing is, we're not playing Madden. We're not playing FIFA soccer where we can choose what the weather's going to be. Mm-hmm. We have to play what the conditions are. Both teams have the same conditions, and that's just not going to be a factor for us. We're just going to play like, obviously, we're going into the wind. We're not going to be kicking the ball through the air. We're going to get it on the ground underneath, but it'll change game plans a little bit. But both teams have to play in the same conditions. It's just who's mentally ready to do so.
And then last question for you, Coach. In theory, tomorrow will be another game for your team against Kemper. Give us some of the post-game huddle from this one, and then what you tell your team tomorrow as you get ready. You go from one rivalry game to another as you get ready for Kemper tomorrow night. Hey, at least it's at your place.
Yeah, we can play at our place. It is what it is. We can be tired. We can be hurt. We can have all the excuses in the world, or we can go out and play and give them everything we have and get a positive result out of it. Because someone's going to think something's wrong with you if you keep coming at them. And we have we have adversity going our way against us, but everybody does. I mean, you are who the effort and attitude you give, and you have belief in yourself. We're going to be sore. We're going to hurt. But I guarantee you, if I tell those kids we have a game tomorrow, I'll have every one of them show up on time, ready to go, and give a maximum effort. I never have to question their effort.
All right, Coach, a tough one tonight, a lot of physicality from both sides. Thank you for the time, and good luck with Kemper tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the coverage, as always.
And that was head coach Sam Ellis here in the post-game show.